Amin is a high school biology teacher. He believes in Islam. He knows it's true. But he was afraid. Afraid to bring up discussions with other colleagues who didn't believe in religion or even God. He didn't always used to be like that. In his early years, he used to watch Ahmad Didat debates. He could tell you the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was foretold in the Bible. He could pinpoint the exact verses. He even had some of them memorized. But things were different now. Most people no longer believed in Christianity. Whether or not Jesus was crucified, whether or not Jesus is God, these weren't relevant to people anymore. Now, he was faced with a different challenge, a challenge that tried to shake the essence of Islam itself. Is there a God? How do you know Islam is true? What about evolution or the problem of evil? And all the other arguments the new atheists have popularized. This made him anxious about getting into discussions with his colleagues, especially those who'd read Dawkins or watched other new atheist arguments. He didn't want to make Islam look bad by not having an answer to their pushbacks or their objections. Amin wasn't confident anymore. He felt nervous playing a Dawkins video on YouTube, or God forbid, read his books. After all, Dawkins had a PhD in biology, and Amin was just a high school biology teacher. So Amin, who used to engage Christians in discussions about God, started to avoid religious topics. He started to avoid having discussions with his colleagues who were talking about these new ideas. He no longer discussed religion, and he kept to himself. He became a closet Muslim. But this didn't make Amin feel good. How would he explain these issues to his children who looked up to him, who would undoubtedly, in this internet age, come across these atheist arguments online? And when he couldn't answer these questions for his children, what would that do to their faith? Amin wasn't happy, but he didn't know where to turn. He had no choice but to watch those Muslim atheist debates online. But then he felt confused, especially with all those philosophical terms and smart talk, logical fallacy this and logical fallacy that. Now he felt dumb or not smart enough to engage. And even when some Muslims responded to those atheist ideas, he found that sometimes those atheist ideas made more sense than what the Muslims were saying. And this worried him even more. His answer was to shut it all out, to ignore it's there, and pray to God that his children wouldn't see. After all, he knew that Islam is true. He just wasn't smart enough to answer all the challenges and solve all the mental puzzles full of jargon and technical speak. But that's when he stumbled upon a new course called Why Islam is True. It was the Ahmad Didat of atheism. Those are his words. He looked into the course and he saw that it claimed to deal with rational and intellectual arguments for the existence of God and why Islam is true. It claimed that the arguments for the existence of God in the course were bulletproof. This was different from what he was seeing online, which was often just a Christian argument dressed up in Muslim wrapping. These arguments, on the other hand, came straight from the Quran. And they were the exact same arguments that the Prophet Muhammad himself used, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the course claimed to specifically deal with the new atheist arguments and refute them using Quranic arguments, Quranic rational arguments that are simple to understand without the need for any jargon or technical speak. Something so simple that your grandmother could understand it and a PhD couldn't refute. After all, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought iman to old people as well. What if you couldn't just believe that Islam is true, but know, like Amin knows now, that it's true with clarity, with conviction, with confidence?